come on up to this other microphone, Colt, because you know, you're one of our underwriters, and he brought us breakfast.
He's one of our favorite people for multiple reasons.
Yeah, we have computer issues.
We always appreciate the fact that every single supporter that we have of the radio station mm-hmm. is extremely valuable to us, and so we appreciate that. But also, just having a go-to guy when we're dealing with computer messes.
I love the name of his company. We Fix Stupid Computers.
Oh my word.
Colt has stopped by and brought us coffee and a bagel of some sort. He didn't
Yum-o.
He did not you know, he didn't.
Well, we're talking advertisement. I can't talk on an empty stomach. There's no way, not this hour.
That's funny. Hey, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is we were talking about how you know, it's spring cleaning and everybody's kind of getting everything mm-hmm. like all cleaned up, and we also did a story about how you need to spring clean and get yourself together as far as your electronics. Everybody's doing everything online. Can you stick around and talk to us about that?
We'd
love to talk about that and how people can get themselves in better shape as far as all things computer related, because people are using their computers more than they ever have before.
We're seeing a lot of people bringing in old equipment that they just don't need anymore, and then sometimes we can find a home for it. We deal with a lot of senior folks,
okay, mm-hmm.
and underprivileged folks who sometimes need a computer. We can get it that way to them like that.
So, all right, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Right now, we got your headlines at the top of the hour. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. Welcome to the Morning Jam on this Wednesday. CBS News is next. Celebrating Motown. Tell you, you know, Michael Jackson and Donny Osmond, they sounded so much alike. They could have sang that. You know, the Osmonds could have sang ABC 123. Anyway.
So you're comparing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy?
Well, you know, he brought all this good food in. He, as in Colt from We Fix Stupid Computers. I've never eaten anything from Sin City. I've always wanted to try it. And he brought these amazing sausage and egg and cheddar jack. I don't know what you call these things.
Deliciousness.
Yeah. There you go. That one.
That's what you call it.
The way you pronounce it, I'm not sure. They're really good.
Yeah. Yumminess. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are sending me videos of bad behaving pits, you can stop now.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm still my experience with pitties has been mm-hmm. nothing but marvelous.
Right.
And I truly believe that it's you get out of a dog what you put into it. If you want, you can make any dog mean.
Oh, sure.
Any dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can make mean.
Yeah.
So that's my story. And then you get these stories about, you know, big dogs who attack little dogs. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this, as the owner of two little dogs, you, dog owner, have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
My little Baxter is an obnoxious little poop.
Mm-hmm.
And he will pick and bully. And he will write a check his butt can't cash. And if you have a little dog and you let it go and pick at a big dog, that's not going to end well.
Right, right.
So
sure.
Stop your pity propaganda. Don't bully the pities.
Pity propaganda.
That's exactly what it is.
PP.
That's right. And I won't have it.
Okay.
So you can just stop it right now.
She's written the law.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well,
so
Colt,
let it be said, so let it be done.
So let it be done. Exactly.
All right, spring cleaning.
Yeah.
We talk about spring cleaning our house and getting ready for spring, and then there are those jobs that we just don't want to deal with.
Right.
But they're jobs that you really, really, really need to deal with, especially now when more people are online than ever before.
Right.
I mean, we're seeing the face of shopping completely change.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
More people are buying things online. More people are paying their bills online.
Right.
More people are putting their information out online. So not only do you need to spring clean your house, but you need to spring clean that laptop, that desktop. And
absolutely.
We've got Cole from We Fix Stupid Computers.
So good morning, Colt. Thanks for bringing such good vibes and food and coffee and stuff.
Morning, guys.
Janet's going to regret the coffee part, but anyway.
Oh, shoot.
we talk about, there's two kinds. Of, no, she's taking my coffee. There's two kinds.
Just until 9.
Okay. It will be cold by then.
That's what a microwave's for.
Anyway. Jeez.
So it doesn't get spilled.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's two ways to clean up here. There's the actual physically cleaning, getting rid of old, you know, laptops and CPUs that are just sitting around. You said you can do stuff with those type of pieces of equipment.
Sometimes we can. Sometimes most of it gets broken down for weight and goes out that way, but at least it keeps it out of the landfill.
Right.
And we'll destroy the hard drive. So the biggest concern is people... they don't want their data getting out there.
100%.
So we always we take the hard drive out, and before it leaves our facility, I work with a good recycler, and I trust them.
Right.
But again, once it leaves, you don't know. So we always destroy the hard drive, and then it goes out for
excellent
metal recycling.
Okay. Now, the actual physical, that's the physical one. The internal one where people have just, I remember my in-laws, and you've met my in-laws, Janet. They call me for tech support, which is really scary that they rely on me. But anyway, that I remember one time they had 587, you know, viruses on their computer. So that kind of cleanup. And also, let's talk about that, and then let's talk about some of those folks that are still running Windows 7, which is a great operating system, but it's not being supported anymore.
Right.
And some of the new, even tax programs, don't work on it. It's not backwards compatible because of security reasons.
Right. So the biggest thing to do is when your computer starts up, there's a lot of things that just start and run in the background, so you want to make sure those are disabled, and then there's just the junk that gets on the computer. We can clean that up. But what we've seen, kind of a trend over the last several weeks is people are trying to do their taxes and they go to download and install TurboTax, for example, and they use that last year, but now it won't run. Well, they didn't realize that they still had Windows 7 or didn't realize it wouldn't work. So it used to be where even though Windows 7 was no longer supported by Microsoft and a lot of people just kind of blew it off, said, well, I like it, I'm going to use it anyway, now they're putting their foot down and some new software won't install on that platform. So case in point, we do a lot of QuickBooks support. Now, I'm not an accountant, but I do the QuickBooks setup and so forth. I came in one morning to do my quarterly taxes, and it would not load up. And I was running Windows 7, and it just would not load. So I had to quickly put it on a Windows 10 and get that going. So we see people come in. So we're doing, some computers can be upgraded from 7 to 10, and it'll run well. Others can't, and we will work with them to get a new computer or refurbish their old one.
Right. Okay.
Some of the things that we see, like this particular article that I read, say that it's important to, you know, do things like delete your unneeded software and delete unneeded system files and unneeded data, that kind of thing. Now, some people, the thought of doing that, I mean, clean up your mailbox, which for me, I mean, I just looked, I'm ashamed. I don't even want you to know how many unread emails I have. It's bad.
I'm up about 6,000 right now.
Just don't open an email that you don't know who it's from.
Yeah,
just
true.
Delete it.
Well, right. I mean, that's a given. Apparently, I've been doing a lot of that. I have 9,976.
Wow.
So, yeah.
In your inbox?
Maybe.
That's not bad.
You've seen worse.
I'm at around 6,000. My wife goes, you have 6,000? I mean, she can't sleep at night because I have 6,000. They're not on my phone. They're in the cloud.
Right, and I'm the same way. And what I've done is I've actually created a folder called Archive 2020, and I just drag everything over to Archive 2020, and now my inbox is magically clean.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. But then it's there for an archive. I need to go back and see it.
A lot of it's data that you want to maintain for obvious reasons.
Right. What are your thoughts on how often do you think you need to change passwords and things like that?
So that's kind of a touchy issue. Everybody feels different about that. I have like three types of passwords. I have like the simple blow-off password if I'm just going out to some basic website that I don't, there's no financial stuff on there. That's an easy one I can remember, or around the house. And then I have a more moderate one, and then there's the password that I have for financial stuff, financial accounts, retirement accounts, and things like that. You should change your password often. I don't want to say you should change it every week. I mean, again, do you want to lock the door or do you want to put bars on the windows? Sometimes you can. I have customers that come in who have passwords that are like 24 characters long with every character in the book, and I don't know how they can even remember that. And then they come in because their computer is locked up and they can't get on because they forgot their password.
Oh,
so you don't want to make it too difficult.
Right.
But you should change it often. Definitely.
Just to protect your online identity and things like that.
Yes.
So if someone has something like this that needs to be done, like, for example, you know, backing up your most important data. People are now, you know, they find themselves using clouds more than, I mean, there are some things now you can't even save them any other way.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Like if you have a Chromebook, Google Chrome, they love you to get into that Chrome ecosystem. The cloud is good, but again, use it in balance. I use the cloud to save things, but if it's a financial spreadsheet that would list things that I don't, because you don't know. Once it leaves, you can't prove that it's not going to be seen by others. So there are some encryption that you can do. A lot of the cloud providers provide encryption. Mm-hmm. Apple has iCloud, Microsoft does OneDrive, and there's others. There's Dropbox and some others. But it's good, but clouds aren't, they can be hacked as well. We've seen that lately too. So I think, you know, there's a trend I feel now, some people are coming back to bringing it local, especially with some of the decisions made by some media companies that you can't watch certain things because they feel like you shouldn't watch it. So a lot of people are, you know, we won't go there. But anyway.
Right. We go there all the time. But you don't have to go there.
Yeah, certain media companies we say.
Yeah, we just had somebody, Alan shared earlier that somebody mixed Dawn with vinegar to kill weeds, and Facebook came back and said that wasn't true.
They shared a helpful gardening tip, and they were like, "That goes against our community standards."
Yeah,
of course it does, because it's helpful. We can't have that.
Yeah.
So, if someone wants to spring clean their laptop or desktop computer, can they bring it to you, sit down with you, and kind of go through that?
Sure. Most of the time, it starts out with a phone call, and especially now with the era of COVID, if you will. So we will do some remote, but a lot of times it ends up where we have to spend a lot more time on the computer than would allow, so they just drop it off. We, you know, take their information, we call them. We always do that before we charge anything. We have the free diagnostic. Mm-hmm. And, we can work with them if it gets into where they want to do some one-on-one.
I mean, I know typically probably the calls you get are, "Oh my gosh."
We do a lot of triage. Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah. I walk in the door and it's usually, so the computer has already been slower.
Right.
We can usually try to clean it, make it faster, if you will. But sometimes we just have to back up their data and we have to start over. So number one is we preserve the data no matter what. Because you can get another computer, but you can't replace your data. So before we do anything that would possibly erase the data, like format a drive, we always back up the drive first.
So if you can, within the sound of my voice, if you want to avoid the triage call, perhaps
come to WeFixStupidComputers.com.
Right. Perhaps you should reach out before that happens, and your life will be better.
Well, we do, and some people will come in. It's kind of funny. Some people come in once a year, and I'm here for my annual cleanup, and then I'm like, dude, you could have done this yourself. So we like to train people.
Right.
So the software we put on there, I'm not offended if you run it and never see me again. That's great.
Right.
But eventually you'll have other questions. Let's get past the silly stuff. Let's work on some stuff that will help you, you know, so.
But it's important that they can, that you can do that remotely for them over the phone. So that's very valuable.
Sometimes we can and sometimes we can't.
Some people are very overwhelmed even by, I mean, these things sound simple, you know, deleting unneeded unneeded data. That sounds
well, and they don't
easy,
know if they're not careful, the system might not boot up. And then we have a lot of senior folks that come in.
Exactly.
We do a lot of business with senior folks, and they'll come in the parking lot and they call us up, "Hey, we're in a parking lot, can you come out and get it?" So we always will, if they need us, we'll run out and get it and bring it in, that kind of thing.
I have two more questions for you. One, where in the blank did they put temp files in Windows 10? I can't find my temp files. We'll talk about that off air. Okay.
Okay.
I literally.
I'd like to know what you have in the temp files.
Well,
it's so critical.
I download a sermon every week for my church, and I edit it. And it's a big WAV file. I want it out of my temp because it's gobbling up, you know, space on my drive. I can't even find it. That's one question. That's a personal one. And maybe you want that answered. I don't know. The other thing, too, is I talked about my in-laws. And my mother-in-law called me one weekend. And, I mean, it was like, "Hang up the phone, Mom. Call your credit card right now."
Right.
Because somebody seized their computer. They were, and I could see them moving my mouse, Mark. And
yeah, so that is the most terrible thing that happens. These are like drive-by. Excuse me. They want to get a bunch of money and move on. Okay. And it'll start out with a simple pop-up. Don't ever call Microsoft. Don't ever call the IRS.
Exactly.
Don't ever call, they do not call you.
Right.
And so it'll call up and they're like, oh, well, maybe I do have a problem. Every computer has a problem.
Oh.
Maybe I do have a problem. And then it starts out small. Let me remote your system. Let me look at this. And they black the screen. And next thing you know, 2 hours later, you don't know. At that point,
you can't get to your data then.
Right. At that point, sometimes it's locked out. So that's when you definitely need to call your financial institutions, change your passwords.
Sure.
And then we probably just need to back up your data and reformat your drive.
For a while there, I was getting a call every week saying never from
Once
Microsoft.
Once they know there's a live person on the other end, like they cold call, they just call a number, and then if Mark Lamb answers, there he is, let's call him.
Oh, we've been trying to get you.
You can do like my mother-in-law did. She would have one of those bullhorns like at the basketball games.
Oh, yeah.
And when they would call, she would just blast it. And then, right. And then they called back yelling at her.
Oh, my
gosh. Go imagine that.
You know what? You know what that's going to get you, sir and or madam? Another bullhorn. So if people want to reach you, at what's the best way to do that?
The best way to reach us, well, we're right here on 221 across from the radio station, and you can call us at 434-525-8590. You can also go online, wefixstupidcomputers.com. We've got a Facebook. You can message us, and you know, we'll start out with a phone call and see what's going on first, talk to you, and then we'll go from there.
All right, we're
going
to ask you.
And We Fix Stupid Computers, your computer's best friend.
Yeah. Give that phone number one more time, but slower.
434-525-8590.
There you go. I'm one of those that, you know, that just, I got to hear it three times.
It's okay.
I love
those
commercials.
Thanks for stopping by.
They repeat
thank you guys.
The telephone number 5 million times. And I get it by the 18th time. Anyway, hey, it's 8:20. We're going to be back. Probably get in a couple more Motown songs for you. And another 5 and 9 coming up about quarter till. It's the Morning Jam. I'm Mark Lamb.
I'm Janet Rose, eating my breakfast.
She's eating
Thanks,
her.
Mark.
I'm sorry, Janet.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. Mornings 6 to 9 a.m.